Shalom. I'm reading Freedom Under the Law by Bill Schultz. This is a literature review by Stefania Eber of Yahweh.name. Yahweh.name. Freedom Under the Law, Bill Schultz. The book is available for about $8 from giveshare.org. That's G-I-V-E-S-H-A-R-E, giveshare.org. And at the bottom of page 33 now, let yourself think for a moment about the whole world capitalized to pursue their dreams. This is real simple writing here. There should be some music behind, you know, just think of some nice violin music as we speak here. Every child of the living mighty one free to use their talent on loan from Yahweh to really live their lives. All of mankind suddenly unleashed from 6,000 years of bondage to slavery to pursue happiness. That is the great news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. Not only does the law of Yahweh capitalize the nation so that we can pursue our dreams, but Yahweh tells us to enjoy ourselves. Bill writes in here, to have fun. I kind of, you know, without defining what fun is, I'd rather use another word. Yahweh tells us to rejoice. When we live by His law, happiness will pursue us. Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 12, that's Devarim 12:7. There in the presence of Yahweh, your mighty one, you and your family shall eat and shall rejoice in everything you have put your hand to, because Yahweh, your mighty one, has blessed you. Deuteronomy 12:18. And you are to rejoice before Yahweh, your mighty one, in everything you put your hand to. Yahweh wants your happiness. In order to have happiness, we must first live by the law of freedom. Then Yahweh will bless us. I kind of like it when things work out right. If we will walk in our freedom, Yahweh will bless us so that things go well. So how is that for pursuing happiness, huh? Yahweh provides the capital. We walk in His law. We do our thing. And then Yahweh blesses us. Actually, wait a minute, Bill. What are we going to do? We're going to do our own thing? No. He didn't mean that. I don't see where we can go wrong by doing it Yahweh's way, because He always will bless us. Except to turn away from Yahweh and believe that snake, the snake in the garden. How much easier can Yahweh make it for us now but to just walk in the way of Yahweh? It's easy. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Does Yahweh have to come down and actually live our lives for us? What would be the fun in that? He has done everything else. So now it's just for us to enjoy happiness. Happiness pursued by our vocation, but also in times of joy. Yahweh in His Torah, in His law, provides for times of celebration. Men have substituted man-made times for things of Yahweh. Yahweh's chosen times of celebration come with a supernatural element that all mankind craves. The substitute times of man do not include that supernatural element. The substitute times also do not come with the blessing of Yahweh. Yahweh has provided supernatural blessings and spiritual impartation during His times of celebration. Before the fall, Adam and Eve walked in the garden with Yahweh. They talked with Him, and every human longs for the restoration of that fellowship, Bill writes. That you can have it. You can have it today if you will take it. Celebrate those times of Yahweh with Yahweh and for Yahweh, and you will feel His presence. The premier festival of joy in the Scripture is the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. Tabernacles, Leviticus 23:40, speak unto the children, the Hebrews. That's to us. That's to everyone on this earth, unless we are Greek. On the first day, and we killed off, you know, they killed off all the other tribes, except for just a few. On the first day, you're to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before Yahweh for 7 days. The whole chapter of Leviticus 23, or Vayikra 23, contains the feast days of Yahweh Almighty. These days are on the Hebrew calendar. They're times to celebrate for all time. They explain the plan of Yahweh for the salvation of all mankind. They explain the manifold blessings of Yahweh in the life of every man, and they contain their own special blessing for observance. Yahweh has provided times of rejoicing. Also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed feasts and new moon festivals. Numbers 10:10. At your times of rejoicing, your appointed feasts and new moon festivals. Numbers 10:10. It's good for the heart for us to laugh, play, and enjoy life. Yahweh provides for the feast days, new moons, and Sabbath days for us to rest, relax, and have fun. Yahweh likes us, he wants us to enjoy his way of living by the word, which, you know, some people want to call it fun. Yahweh likes to enjoy this time with you. Would you like to enjoy some fun time with Yahweh? You do that by observing these days in celebration with other people of Yahweh. Yahweh likes the food, fellowship, and fun. He enjoys it with you while you enjoy with his other children. And he will enjoy with us. You know, into the future, we see there in Zechariah 14 how we will celebrate with him. Those feast days, that Feast of Tabernacles. Tabernacling with him. Well, he tabernacled with us, too. Remember that time? 2,000 years ago. Born there, Bethlehem. A humble child he was born of a virgin, Miriam. And lived on this earth 33 and a half years. Lived his life for us. The last year and a half, of course, are written from Matthew to the Book of John, through the Book of John. Rejoice before Yahweh for the ability and the freedom to pursue our dreams. Yahweh has granted us the freedom to enjoy this life and pursue our own happiness, his happiness in us, in other words. True joy will may be found by rejoicing before him for his goodness, for everything that he has given us the talents to perform, for everything he has given us the breath to pursue, and for everything he has given us the inspiration to take on. We would rejoice before him at all these special times. Rejoice, rejoice. If you fully obey Yahweh and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, Yahweh, your mighty one, will set you on high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey Yahweh, your mighty one. You will be blessed in the city and in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. Kneading there with a K. You'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Yahweh will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. Yahweh will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Yahweh will bless you in the land he has given you. He will establish you as his pure people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of Yahweh, the commandments of Yahweh, and walk in his ways, then all the people on earth will see that you are the called by the name of Yahweh, and they will fear you. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. Yahweh will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lead many nations, but will borrow from none. Yahweh will make you, that's contrast to what we are doing these days, where we owe billions of dollars just in interest. Yahweh will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of Yahweh that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you'll always be at the top, never at the bottom. It's a paraphrase there from Deuteronomy 23, verse 13, the first 13 verses, and that should make everybody happy. As I read that, I think of, you know, how far America has fallen, but I also think that America originally never really kept all of Yahweh's commands, and they, you know, one by one rejected this one and that commandment, and the ones on the keeping of his name and his feast days, and the clean and unclean, and then they, you know, just as if it was a light thing to us, that we didn't really care, that he didn't care, and nothing mattered. And so we just keep walking away from him even farther. Then the other commandments, the lesser ones, such as thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not murder and so on, those other commands, those safe commandments that are all agreed upon by most people, or at least by most Protestants and Catholics and other religions too, then those ones even begin to fall away from us. We think they are not important either. So we see the laws about our sexual behavior. We see those being passed away with the abortions and the crime of sodomy that's being committed about us these days in every country that I know of, that you hear about anyway. So things are not looking up as far as morality, as far as sexual morality is concerned. Those evil acts, those despiteful acts are being condoned by our leaders, by our religious leaders, by leaders of our Christian colleges and universities and Jewish colleges. Oh, they look down upon Yahweh's law. And so no wonder that we are, you know, in so much trouble in owing countries. You know, we have such a large debt. What happened to all those war debts where the other countries owed us, you know, $200,000? I think Russia owed us and never did pay it, but now how much do we owe them? We owe the Japanese probably, what, trillions of dollars? So, anyway, not to harp on all of that, but I'm just showing the contrast of what we could have had and what we can have, what we can enjoy in Yahweh's kingdom in the life of every believer, in the life of every congregation, and in every house of Yahweh, the northern tribes and the southern kingdom can enjoy right now under the precious covering of Yahweh and by His blood, as we are covered by Him, as He, every new moon, as He, you know, feast day, Sabbath day, as He meets with us and sups and dines with us at that, right now, spiritual table, but in the future, very near future, we shall be literally found in the presence of Yahweh if we keep His commandments and if we continue in His word, indeed, if we walk in the Spirit, if we trust Him only, not our works, not our works, but trust Yahweh's shed blood for the remission of our sins, for everlasting life, for our, He is our covering, He is our righteousness, you know, so-called word justification, or being made right in Yahweh's eyes. And the light of Yahweh will shine in us. That Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if we speak not according to those words, it is because there is no light in us. So right now, I don't know if there's any light at all in us, in America or in the world as we see it right now. And the religious scene of churches that say, we don't believe in religion, we only believe in a relationship. And then, relationship means nothing. Well, back to the word of freedom under the law, back to that, it's not the word, it's the writing of Bill Schultz, and read by me, Stephan Yah, as I interpret a little bit there, and hope you don't mind there, Bill. Page 37 at the bottom says, Yahweh and His great love for us all provided for happiness in His law. Not only did He guarantee our life and liberty, but He made provisions for us to pursue happiness. If that were not enough, He would bless us as if we live by His law. He will bless us, so that happiness will pursue us. He has granted us the capital to live our dreams. He has granted us the means, you know, to pursue our dreams. He offered to bless all of the works of our lives so that our lives would be productive and fulfilling. He gave us times of rejoicing and celebration, supernatural times that have His joy and His Spirit added to our festivities. This law of Yahweh is a law of love. It is a law of joy, and it's a law of shalom. Why don't we return to Torah, His teaching and instruction today, and turn this mess that we've made of the world into something really worth living? Now, the book Freedom Under the Law, Bill Schultz wrote it. You can write Bill directly, or just get the book from GiveShare.org. They should have a whole stack of copies left there, a couple of boxes left in the GiveShare office, our brother over there, and GiveShare.org, G-I-V-E, share, GiveShare.org, or, let me see, give you the address here, Bill Schultz, If I can't find it, I'll have to read something else. But Hungry Hearts Ministries in Jacksonville, Tennessee. And this website worked the last time I was on it here. Some of the others didn't, but the Tripod website websites worked. HungryHearts.tripod.com. HungryHearts.tripod, that's TRIPOD.com. And Elder Bill Schultz there. He's been ministering and lifting up Yahweh's name. And the word actually, well, you'll just have to see the book for yourself. It's a work of man. Once again, it's not the greatest thing in the world, is it? No, there isn't a book on this earth other than the scriptures. There isn't a work of man, though, that is anything that great. It all pales in comparison to the scriptures, to the Sermon on the Mount and the book of Matthew. Yes. Well, we talked about happiness and the feasts here. Did we not? Page 34. I'm just double-checking that I got everything there. Okay, we'll put that aside. Thanks very much for joining us. I do appreciate your encouraging us by dropping an email to Stephan Yah. That's T-S-E-P-H-A-N. Stephan Yah, Y-A-H, at Yahweh, Yahweh, dot name. Please don't use the dot com there. There is no email there at that site. At least at the point of this, I don't have it set up at this time for that one. But Stephan Yah at Yahweh, Yahweh, dot name. And also there's a little guest book there somewhere on our webpage. If you fill that out, it will become public information except for your personal email. You may not want to include that in there, but hit the old guest book button there to sign in, and I hope you'll fill that out, and we'll really be blessed to hear from you. What part of the country are you from, and what group you like to fellowship with, maybe some of your beliefs. You can drop in your website there, and it will be a real blessing to all of us. Okay, so just keep checking out the website from time to time. Keep reading the Word is what you want to do. Read that book of Isaiah. Read the scriptures from cover to cover, and you'll find out what is going to be happening next in the kingdom of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh.